Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review slash party episode from Warsaw Scare Maze whilst we were at the ScareCon and Scare Tour Christmas party. It's the only time I really like to celebrate and say the C word is when I'm with my good scare friend. So Warsaw Scare Maze, ScareCon and Scare Tour hosted this event with them. And it did not disappoint. Warsaw Scare Maze, an award-winning attraction now in its third season in Warsaw. And this time they are back for Chris Massacre. A fantastic attraction. Not only did we do it as a group of people, but we did it alone for an extreme version as well. And we talk about that towards the end of the episode. So, without further ado, let's take you to Chris Massacre with Warsaw Scare Maze and ScareCon 2019.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode. We are here for Chris Massacre at Warsaw Scare Maze for Scare Tour and ScareCon's Christmas party. I'm here with Trixie, marking off my little voucher. Right, we're going to go in. We're going to give you just a few snippets. So stick with us here to hear our highlights of Chris Massacre at Warsaw Scare Maze.
Naughty or nice?
Lovely naughty.
You're nice. So that means you're naughty.
Probably.
That way.
Oh, God, it's dark. Oh.
Hello. Malice!
Okay.
No!
Oof. Oh, stinks. Man. Oh, thanks, Aroma Prime.
The more danger you're in.
Oh God!
Christmas is coming.
Oh my God! Bye.
Hello.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh no!
You've been naughty.
I've been very naughty. Yeah.
We know your dirty little secrets.
I've got a few.
Christ!
Whoa! No! Whoa, this is smoky. Whoa.
Thank you. Oh my days.
As you can probably tell by the bodies hanging up.
Oh my god.
I've been a little busy. Kill those Santas out. Oh, Santas are looking somewhere. Fortunately. You're all gonna die too!
Guys, so we have just come out of the Walsall Scare Maze here for the Scarecon Christmas party. We've got Michael Bolton from Scarecon and Scare Tour and Sam. We've got Miss Kate Munro over there. Screen Camp, The Drop. There's a bunch of people here. Hannah, did you enjoy that?
I really, really enjoyed it. I think that for me personally, was better than Halloween.
Really? You enjoyed it more than Halloween?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that.
It was more there's no stop-starting stuff. It was more just throughout the entire time you were constantly walking, but there's some really, really immersive sets. The finale lift scene was great.
Yeah. I went through in a different group to you, and we were all just huddled against each other in one little corner in that scene. Just screaming our heads off. It was brilliant.
Yeah, very good. Again, I mean, we always say when we come to Walsall Scare Maze, but they are an independent company doing a real high quality attractions.
Reach for the stars.
And there's Callum from Screen Camp. But yeah, they're putting some fantastic scare actors. They have the smoke room in there. You can't see your hand in front of your face.
Oh, that smoke room! I went through with Kate, and we were scaring each other. I don't know if there was a third person involved. I have no idea, but every now and again, we'd just scream relentlessly because someone had been touched.
Yeah, definitely. It's really good. They do touch here as well. Some really claustrophobic scenes in there. Some great set scenes, some great tech animatronics that they make themselves. So, yeah, overall, a fantastic night here at Walsall Scare Maze. If they're not running by the time this episode goes out, make sure you're getting your tickets for Easter. They're doing an Easter event, then they're back for Halloween and Christmas again. So, three events. Walsall Scare Maze, it's worth the journey wherever you are. It's an award-winning scare maze. They won the Scar Award for Best Scare Maze last year. So, it's definitely a place to come to. What's happening tonight as well, if you're part of the ScareCon Scare Tour Christmas party, for a set fee, you get an express pass to the maze, which we've just done. We then, after that, get to go to Face It Alone, which we're doing next.
I don't know if I want to do it.
You'll do it. We've got a nice little free merch bag as well, a photograph, and a free drink as well. We get a midnight feast and a show from Pam Katz as well, a drag artist this evening. So I'm very excited about that. So join us in just a moment's time where I'm going to be going through this maze all by myself. I'll let you know how intense that was. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks. I'm going to go back to my beer now.
Enjoy your beer. So then, guys, we have just done the extreme version of the Scare Maze here at Warsaw. Hannah's pussed it out. She's not doing it. She's drinking her beer. But who did do it were the Scream Camp crew, and I'm here with Callum and Frankie now. You're covered in blood, guys.
I am. I love it.
You love the blood?
Yeah, it's all over my jacket as well.
Oh, true. It'll come out. It's all right. You got Daz.
You know what? I'll take the little blood on the jacket. It was worth it. It was like, I wasn't expecting...
Very different class. To what I was expecting, yeah. It was sort of like two halves in that, like, you were alone. The first half was more scares and intense, and then it got a little bit naughty towards the end.
A little bit naughty. I don't know if we can talk about it. Can we talk about it?
I think so, because it's a one night just for us.
Yeah.
Basically, you got an erection, guys. Simple.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, and yeah.
First half, they kept asking me if I had been naughty, and then we're like, well, I know where to send you, so I think that's...
The idea is that we've been naughty, so...
So we go with all the other naughties.
People.
Yeah. Were they people?
I don't know what they were.
I was speaking to Trix, and he said it was the first time they've ever done, like, kind of a more stepped-up, kind of, not extreme, but more intense sort of maze before. I think they pulled it off, to be honest with you. It was really, really much fun.
Yeah.
None of us were expecting it, I don't think. Everyone's come out with like a very shocked face, but everyone's come out going, that was so much fun. Yeah.
I'd probably like some more intense things. I'm like, okay, once is enough, but I'd say that's on the cusp of, I'd probably do it again. I'd probably, if someone said, look, there's space for one more, I'd go.
Which scene would you do again?
I would do the only two scenes I want to do, which is the one with more grinding.
the grinding.
And the lift grind. Shaking his pants. That was horrendously uncomfortable for me, being given a lap dance by a very close male friend of mine who was in his pants and singing Marilyn Monroe at me.
Now you know how I felt at ScareCon. Yeah. Literally, that's all that happened. But it was fun. It was good. It was different. It was ambitious. And again, it was just here a one-off special. But you never know. The Warsaw Scare Maze want to add a second attraction here. You don't know. They might want to go more of an extreme route.
I really hope so. That was amazing.
I think if they go down the extreme route, as in a more of a tense attraction like this, I think there would be a market for it. I think they'd probably sell out every night on it, to be honest. Because, you know, people, the reaction that it's got from us guys has been really good. And we're all covered in blood. We all look like we've been in a fight.
Yeah, you should see the other guy.
Like, it was scary and it was intense, but I laughed a lot as well.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you what else I liked as well, just taking a more of a scenography point of view. So they changed the maze up just a tiny little bit. Some rooms weren't filled as much with smoke as they were in the first maze and a first rendition of the maze. And although those rooms were really, really intense because they were so smoky, and this time you could see more of the set. And it wasn't like they just put smoke in a blank room. They actually have a proper set-up room in there. So, again, because you were by yourself, because you could take your time with it, you could see the visuals a bit more as well.
It weren't just thrown together. It was planned that. And then when we went... Because obviously we went through it about an hour ago and then just gone through again on our own and just literally changed the route completely.
Oh, and all the actors have changed costumes and positions. Like, everything's completely...
Positions being the word, yeah. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very, very good. And considering it's the first kind of intense maze they've done, I give it a good solid 10 out of 10. That was really, really good.
Definitely. Awesome. So 10 out of 10 from Scream Camp and 10 out of 10 from me here at ScareTrack. Guys, thanks for listening. Like I say, we're here throughout the night for the ScareCon, Scare Tour, Christmas party. And what better place to spend it with good friends at Warsaw Scare Maze. I'm going to pass it back over to myself in the studio to let you know how you can get your tickets to Scare Maze when they return in Easter, Halloween and next Christmas.
So there we go, guys. As you can tell, we had a fantastic visit to Warsaw Scare Maze, as we always do. What blows me away is that they change the maze every single time we go. Like, it really does look so different. They don't rest on their laurels. They literally change so much. Even on the small sort of you know, small turnaround between Halloween and Christmas, there's always a big monumental change within their mazes. They don't just put a little bit of tinsel up and a few Christmas trees. The whole thing looks very, very different. Some scenes in there that really stand out. The elevator scene, really, really good. The smoke rooms where you literally cannot see your hand in front of your face. The actors were phenomenal. We didn't mention it enough during our on-location audio. The actors really are really pushing it. They're really in your face. They're really strong. They're really energetic. And during the extreme version, when things got not too sexual but slightly more risque, they really did just go all in. The girl in the elevator room who just slapped the hell out of me. Again, nothing too intense or extreme. It didn't hurt. I just felt it. What they did was just do a perfect amount of extreme for your regular scare attraction visitor. It worked really well. They got the formula really, really good. And Warsaw Scare Maze always get their formula right. Their attractions really are, you know, they're little masterpieces. They really are. And if you haven't been yet, guys, what are you doing? It's, you know, it's now in its third season. They're coming back next year for Easter, Halloween, and Christmas. It's award-winning for the best scare maze of 2018. Guys, get your tickets. WarsawScareMaze.co.uk. That's www.warsawscaremaze.co.uk. If you don't get a chance to visit this Christmas, keep an eye out on their website for Easter. And like I say, Halloween, their main period. They do lots of nights, so there's no harm in getting your tickets and travelling anywhere from the UK. Yes, it is only one attraction, but it's one attraction well worth it. I've travelled further for multiple attractions, yet still enjoyed Warsaw Scare Maze more. Just the one attraction. So guys, thank you to Warsaw Scare Maze for having us, and thank you to ScareCon and Scare Tour. Michael and Sam were there hosting the event alongside Warsaw Scare Maze. And you can get your ScareCon tickets. It's on the 5th and 6th of May next year at Thorpe Park Resort. Get your tickets from scarecon.org. That's www.scarecon.org. We're going to be there. We've got our tickets and we've got our hotel at the Thorpe Shark Hotel, reduced entry. So yeah, make sure you head over to the website and check out the hotel offering alongside the main tickets. This might be our last episode before Christmas. I don't know, we might be able to sneak one or two more in. But guys, if we don't see you before Christmas, have a fantastic one. And thank you so, so much for supporting us over the 2019, not only the season, but this whole year. We obviously do lots in October and September time, but we try and do as much as we can throughout the entire year, and we hope you guys have enjoyed listening to ScareTrack alongside our sister site, CoasterTrack, the podcast that started off as a bit of a joke in April Fools, and it seemed like the demand was there for us to actually do it. So we do, in case you've missed it, guys, do our theme park podcast / mini vlogs over on our YouTube channel as well. And we were shortlisted. We made the final three nominees for a Clamshell Award. Unfortunately, we didn't win it. So a huge congratulations to the Hangtime podcast that won that, ourselves, and the Drop podcast that both came runners-up. Congratulations to you guys. Well done. They're quite a new podcast and they've already got the votes in, and obviously got the most votes to win. We're just buzzed that you guys out there voted for us to be on the shortlist. So thank you so, so much. Guys, remember to join us over on our social media. We're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. Everything you need from us is over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. You can check out all our Patreon information, our merchandise, our ScareCam vlogs, our podcast. Absolutely everything is your one-stop shop, scaretrack.co.uk. So, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you probably in the new year. Bye, guys.